Chapter 6. Rip's Family. Rip's heart sank when he found himself alone in the world. Every answer puzzled him, too. It seemed that so much time had gone by. War, Congress, no king. He asked, "Does anyone here know Rip Van Winkle?"
"Oh, Rip Van Winkle!" exclaimed two or three people. "Oh, to be sure! That's Rip Van Winkle over there, leaning against the tree."
Rip looked and saw a man who looked just like he had when he first went up the mountain. The poor fellow was shocked.
"Sir," asked a man, "what is your name?"
"I don't know," exclaimed Rip. He was confused. "I'm not myself. I'm somebody else. But that looks like me over there. I fell asleep on the mountain, and everything's changed, and I'm changed, and I can't tell what my name is or who I am."
The people began now to look at each other, nod, and tap their fingers against their foreheads. Suddenly, a young woman came through the crowd. She had a crying child in her arms.
"Be quiet, Rip," she cried.
The name of the child and the tone of her voice made Rip look.
"What is your name, my good woman?" he asked.
"Judith Gardinier."
"And your father's name?"
"Rip Van Winkle was his name, but it's 20 years since he went away from home. He has never been heard of since," the woman replied. "His dog came home without him. I was then but a little girl."
Rip had one more question to ask.
"Where's your mother?"
"Oh, she too has died," said the woman.
Rip caught his daughter and her child in his arms.
"I am your father," he cried. "Young Rip Van Winkle once, old Rip Van Winkle now. Does nobody know poor Rip Van Winkle?"